Welcome, everybody, to the Big Call tonight. It is Tuesday, November 4th, and you're listening to the Big Call. Thanks for tuning in all over the globe. Thanks to the Starlink satellite system and the SAT team that gets our signal out. And thank you, everybody in Big Call Universe, for tuning in. Sue and I are here tonight until Bob joins us at about 9:30 Eastern Time. Bob will come in and join us, and then we'll take his segment and go right on through. So I'm looking forward to that. And in the meantime, as I say, in the meantime, which we're in now, the meantime, let's go ahead and pray the call in, and then we'll go to Sue for what will be a really encouraging, uplifting teaching that we can all benefit from. So let's pray the call together. Lord God, we just thank you so much that you are in full control of everything that's happening, even though Satan is alive and well and roving around this earth as a roaring lion, seeking whom he can devour. Well, we don't want him to devour us, and we have no intention of that, but we do know that we have the protection of you through the power of the Holy Spirit. Thank you for that, and thank you for the proximity of the blessing, which I'll talk about tonight, is very, very close. Thank you for it. Thank you for every good and perfect gift that comes down from above. Thank you for our call tonight, and thank you for everyone like Sue and Bob that add so much to the call as co-hosts. In Jesus' name, amen. And amen. Breathe, right, Sue? Breathe.
Oh, yes.
I am looking forward to your teaching, Sue. Yes. So take it away, please.
So I'm going to dedicate this teaching mm-hmm. to one of the biggest initiatives in our world today, which is all those that have creative hearts, that want to create new things, that want to go into new dimensions. And so this is dedicated to you, and it's called Creativity as a Cultural Value. Dreams often becomes aborted because of the absence of creative expression in a culture. Wherever creative thinking is missing, God-given dreams are thought to be impractical, and undoable. When creativity becomes the norm, people tend not to respond to challenges with, "Oh, that's not a possibility." Creativity says we'll find out how to do it. Wisdom lives from the place of faith that believes, with God, all things are possible. Matthew 19:26. I intentionally surround myself with people who think creatively. I don't want to consult with people who don't look for solutions. Few things are more frustrating than presenting an idea only to have people respond with, "That's impossible." When people respond with unbelief, the challenges I face become bigger in my thinking. For that reason, I look to people who are always free to say what they think, but who also can respond with, "I don't know how that's possible, but let's find a way." Think about that for your, write that down, everybody, for your project. Wisdom's creative expressions fulfill this assignment brilliantly. Perfectionism is religion, while excellence is kingdom. Perfectionism is always demanding, yet impossible to satisfy. Excellence is doing and becoming our best in any situation or task. With excellence of heart, We give the best of our time, efforts, thoughts, prayers, and talents to be fully invested in any responsibility God has given us. Becoming our best means to learn and make whatever changes are necessary to progressively step into new levels of excellence. Every person has access to function in this realm, but it takes effort, discipline, and humility. This basically means that each of us is to make the commitment needed to the lifestyle of excellence, becoming the best we can become in any given area of life. This is the brilliance of God that becomes the brilliance of humanity. When it comes to talent and skills, our abilities vary. My best may not be as good as your best in any given area of life. Yet for the believer, the heart of excellence is always focused on doing everything, quote, as unto the Lord and with all of my might. That motivation brings out levels of brilliance in us that can be tapped no other way. An unbeliever could never touch that level of pure motivation. Excellence of heart is truly available for all. And it's from the heart that all these issues of life flow. See Proverbs 4:23. Excellence is sought after and even required by the kings of the earth. That king or queen may be a CEO of a corporation or the president of a nation. They all have an appetite for excellence and determined to have it exist all around them. While I believe it's a God-given appetite, I never suggest that the way the appetite is expressed is always right. Proverbs addresses this reality so beautifully. Do you see a man who excels in his work? He will stand before kings. He will stand before unknown men. When you sit down to eat with a ruler, consider carefully what is before you and put a knife to your throat if you are a man given to appetite. Proverbs 22, NKJV. This reveals several things that are important to us as we seek to create and live in sanctified brilliance. The first is that excellence is the way to promotion. Second is that kings and queens and leaders have an appetite for excellence. Third, if you want to keep your place of influence, put a knife to your throat. Self-imposed restriction in your appetite for more, recognizing your bent to want what others have, is the evaluation that you could save your life in that environment. What this means is that in their world of abundance, you can really only have one or two things, and let that be defined by your passion for excellence, a beautiful heart, and good leaders will continue to grow themselves into more and more godly ways. May this teaching on excellence and being right with God in your creativity serve as a North Star for your future. That's our teaching for tonight.
Wow, Sue. That was quite a teaching. That really, really said a lot. I really appreciate that teaching and where it was taking us. Excellence, a great concept, and creativity in a way to get to excellence by being creative and by researching for things that will help us get that and go to that place of excellence. I think that was really well said. And I don't quite fully understand the proverb about putting the knife to your throat. I would have to really research that and really
reflect
see what
on
that
it,
is
right.
saying. Yeah, right. And see what that means. So I won't go there, but I don't recommend anybody do that. I would say what's interesting is I think what this teaching is saying, at least what it spoke to me, was be creative. And this is what applies. Let's apply it to where we are. Because here we are in a nexus of change. We're getting ready to step into a new paradigm in our lives. We're going to experience a lot of new things, new technology, and there'll be quite a bit of change going on. Now, are you a person that adapts easily to change or looks forward to change, or are you someone who resists change? Most people tend to resist what they don't know or hold back from change. I've always liked a certain amount of change, but as we live, we have a tendency to want to be comfortable and not step out of our so-called comfort zone. But I think we should all embrace the creativity that God has given us to create new things, to take these ideas and witty inventions, as they're called in the Bible, and express those in terms of newness, technology, our projects, working with other people. There's so many things that we will be doing and embracing. For example, the technology that's in the med bed, we'll embrace that, and a lot of us will. Some won't, and that's okay too. I think it's something that is going to be very valuable, certainly for many of us. But we're going to go forward embracing who we are in Christ and where God is taking us as he leads us by the power of the Holy Spirit into our new futures. And I think there's going to be a lot of change that we're going to embrace. There are going to be a lot of things that will be new to us, and there will be challenges that we're not really in the midst of right now. And yet many of us are facing challenges every day right now. Many of us have things that are stumbling blocks or something in our lives that we have to go through, essentially. We can go around some of them, but it's a lot of the things we have to go through. And thank God that we have a God that loves us, that cares for us. Jesus said, cast your cares on me, for I care for you. You know, and I think that's really important that we do that, that we stay in fellowship with God through the Holy Spirit, that we walk daily, one step in front of the other, with God, with Christ, in the power of the Holy Spirit. So that's what I'm going to say about that teaching right now, Sue. And I wish Bob were here to comment on it, but since he won't be in till about half past the hour, let's just go ahead and see what your response is to this teaching and how you envision what was said in this teaching, Sue.
Well, I really love the interplay and the interpretation that the three of us often have, and I really like what you offered, Bruce, because you gave a really beautiful constellation of ideas and grounding us in the Holy Spirit. And I'm going to take it, I'm going to, you know, go and do something that's going to allow people to get it into their nervous system. So when you were talking about the power of the Holy Spirit and that a lot of people resist change and they're used to being in their comfort zone, and people can take out their pens because this is a lot of, we're at a wonderful time, and you talked about this too, where Spirit, Christ, And our understanding of our biology and how information and how the Holy Spirit flows through us, called interpersonal neurobiology. So most people don't realize that the reason change is threatening to them is your brain is based to keep you safe, is based to say, oh, wait a minute, that's new, that's a new pattern. And when you change, it's like a temperature gauge. When you change and you set the temperature of, this is what I know, this is keep the room at 70 degrees, and all of a sudden the temperature changes or something outside of what you had set it at, which is what you've experienced, occurred, your brain is going to go into like, wah, 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 wah. It's going to go into like a reaction. So I love this teaching, and I love what you had to say, because there are things that you can do to reset your thermostat, just like you were saying, to be adaptable and open, be transformed by the renewing of your mind. This is a very different time versus when that scripture was written. And we have very amazing insight now. So what you can do is you can take the scripture, whatever you're working on, and you can set it so you see your nervous system kind of opening up, ask and you shall receive. And just be open to whatever it is that in that experience you would like the Holy Spirit to help you create as your ultimate outcome. So let's say it was having your family adjust to med beds and sitting down with them and talking to them. Mm-hmm. Just sit quietly. And this is being creative because you're creating something new. Sit quietly. See yourself flooded with the Holy Spirit and literally stepping into a dazzling new space with your family. So you can actually feel like you're about to endow the room with new ideas and love and connection. And if you do that to your nervous system and with your nervous system and the Holy Spirit, and you actually use that, like, what would I be feeling if I were creating with the Holy Spirit my ideal outcome? And you slow it down and you let your body and your emotional system feel that. That is you leading yourself through Christ to be the excellence at a new level. And that's where to me, that's everything that, you know, I offer in my classes and et cetera. It's blending your scriptural faith with literally how to get that information so you can change that thermostat and not fall back into the old pattern, into how your brain... All of our brains, it's like you're just used to doing what you're used to doing. And when you go outside of that, just like the thermostat, your brain is going to try to pull you back in. It's going to be the same thing with the family. What do you mean you can feel really great? What do you mean you can be 30 years old? That's all just habit. That's all habit. And so this teaching...
Yep.
And what it was saying when it was talking about the knife to the throat, it's a lot about, this is going to be very profound. All of us are going to learn to create beyond the old system, beyond our old selves, into the full Christhood of the pure moment. And holding your knife to your throat is, don't speak about the past. Don't speak about the old structures. Don't relate to the world the way it was. And yet, be able to lead people into a gentle transition where they can feel, they can experience, and they can step into the new alongside you. And that's why I chose this teaching.
That's good, Sue, I think. That's really good. Thank you for that. I love your commentary on it because, you know, God says, behold, I show you a new thing. And this is what we're about to embrace, is the newness of our exploration into our own future.
Yeah.
And into, it's going to be amazing. And hopefully it will be sort of a gentle transition into this where it doesn't knock us over. You know what I mean? As we move forward, we're going to essentially embrace the change, embrace the newness, embrace the technology, and realize that nothing is impossible with God. You know, and like you said, Sue, up until this point, you know, you've asked for nothing in my name. Ask now, and you shall receive, that your joy may be full. And that's really what we're doing. And we're creating with that knowledge, with that wisdom of knowing that God is with us, and essentially the Holy Spirit is leading us, and it's going to be an absolute blast. I'm looking forward to it. Now, I know, Sue, like you talked about, a lot of families are not quite up to speed. Some people are believers, some are not. Some think that, have no clue about what we're about to experience. They don't understand med beds. They don't understand the currencies and all that. They just are not, they don't have that knowledge, or they've turned it down.
Yeah.
But we're getting ready, and they'll come alongside at some point. They will join up, and my impression is that people will eventually come to the party, and they will understand. But some will take longer than others, Sue, I think.
I really, this is because of what your intel is going to be tonight, I really need to bring this in. The most important thing for everyone listening to this call to embrace is to breathe, to regulate your own nervous system, because it doesn't matter what's going on outside of you as much as it is that you're listening inside yourself and just moving in a way. Because there is going to be, your families are going to be reacting, you're going to be reacting, there's going to be a lot of new stimulus. So if you can just write this down, I move in the grace, wisdom, and love of Christ. And if you could try to feel what that rhythm, what that movement would feel like to you. If you could feel that, get it into your, literally the part of your body,
your limbic
that
system.
Feels safe, then you're not going to get overloaded. You're going to feel strong. You're going to feel bonded and connected to yourself. And that's really, really important, because most people get distracted with everybody else's reactions, what's going on outside of them. It's very, very, very important to be grounded in a centered nervous system. And if you did that one practice, you're going to sail through any transition. So that's just
okay, Sue. I think that's good. Thank you for that. Let's jump into see whether we have any prayer requests or any praise reports tonight, and let's go ahead and address those. And if you want to hand one or two over to me, I'll be happy to. Otherwise, let's see if anybody sent anything in.
Tonight's praise and prayer is for family. This is from Pastor Scott. As crazy as they can be, we still love them. Sometimes, Big Call family, we are all blessed to have the extraordinary leadership we have. Yes, this race has been a long one, longer for others, but what a family this is. Fun, crazy, creative, brilliant, exceptional, and 1,000 other adjectives. Many turn into, whatever that means. I feel in my bones we are very, very close, as others have even said. My prayer is to keep believing with a sense of wonder. Hallelujah, Pastor Scott. I love you all. Be blessed, Pastor Scott.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, Pastor Scott. That was good. I love that about the family, because we were just talking about that. That's right.
One last check. Prayer request.
Mm-hmm.
This is from Ed. I'm asking for prayer for my friend who has multiple myeloma. He's been doing okay, but now the doctor said it might be time for chemotherapy. I ask that we pray for God's hand in removing the cancer. Edmund Martins. So, Ed, we're going to ask everybody to honor your prayer, and we know that Christ already has. And we're going to amplify with Christ and said to your friend, do we have a friend name? No. That your friend that we see standing next to you is surrounded by the intention, the love, the healing, the glory, and the blessing of the entire Big Call community. Sending to your friends, sending to you, sending to everyone that didn't even write in but might be facing, sending light across all the planet directly to you and to everyone as it wraps around to get to you, that your friend is healed, that everything that is necessary, looking up nutrition, calling Boomer Boost, everything, every little pure purpose in healing that you can do in the meantime before he gets in the med beds, and Christ's love and healing has arrived, and he is completely healed in Jesus' name. Amen.
In Jesus' name. Amen. Mm-hmm.
And then we'll do Jenya. Here we go. As the new month unfolds, November, may God's blessings overflow in your life. May he keep you safe, fulfill your needs, and grant you peace and happiness. Fill your days with joy and your heart with love and your life with his unending grace. We pray that the RV blessing and medbeds come to fruition for us. I'm going to replace Jeannie. Please forgive me. Now. How's that? Instead of very soon. How about now? Jeremiah 29:11. For surely I know the plans I have for you, says the Lord. Plans for your welfare and not for harm, to give you a future with hope. Pray to Jesus even when things are difficult or easy, even when times are chaotic or peaceful, in joy or in sadness. Still keep the faith, praying for God's guidance and blessing of each new day to empower us to face challenges and find new opportunities to do God's work. Heavenly Father, guide our steps each day so that our achievements are for your glory. Amen. We continue to pray for all the leaders, millions of listeners, for all the Christians of the world that are being persecuted, RV blessing, med beds, that we all need to be available very soon, and peace in the world. Psalm 29:11. The Lord gives strength to his people. The Lord blesses his people with peace. We're thankful that on Sunday, November 2nd, 2025, the remains of three Israeli soldiers were returned. On Tuesday, November 4th, the remains of an additional deceased Israeli hostage was handed over to the Red Cross. As of these recent transfers, the bodies of seven or eight deceased hostages still remain in Gaza. Mm-hmm. The November 2025 Beaver Moon will be a supermoon, reaching peak illumination on Wednesday, November 5th, 2025, at 7:19 a.m. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord, amen and amen. Everyone have a blessed and safe week. Jeannie.
Wow, that was good. Thank you, Jeannie. That was pretty extensive. And that, was it a paper moon? That's going to be tomorrow, the 5th.
Beaver moon.
Interesting.
Beaver moon, I think. Yeah.
What did you call it? What kind?
I don't know. I'm off to another.
I can't remember
thing,
what kind of. I thought you said paper moon.
I don't either.
Was it paper moon? Was
mm-hmm.
it? Okay. Well, it's a new moon, whatever. Not a new moon. It's a full moon. Whatever it is, it's going to be tomorrow, I guess. 5th of November. Mm-hmm. Interesting. Okay, good. Good, Sue. Thank you for that. Let's do this until Bob comes in at half past the hour. Let's see what you would like to bring to us tonight, Sue. And maybe you'll tell us a little bit about the class you just finished that was actually not a class 5 and how those two nights went, Friday and last night.
So weird to talk about your own class, but
yeah, I know.
So not a class, not a class 5 was a nice, hearty, when I say hearty, lots of wonderful, incredible souls in attendance. And it was called the Ultimate Readiness Experience. And what was really interesting, Bruce and everyone, was listening to the people, especially after we did our first meditation on Friday night, and they came back on Monday. Usually we do it like one day, next day. So they had a couple of days to integrate it. And my passion really is about the transcendence that occurs when you meditate and you pour in not survival wiring, but kind of really what you want your body, mind, and spirit to help you create through you in Christ. And so a lot of people were saying things like they were gliding through their day, their energy was so high, but like when your energy gets high and other people aren't as high as you, it's like people feel that. That was an interesting thing. How much having and slowing down, and this is very important for everybody to absorb, when you slow down your brain waves and you get into this alpha theta state, and sometimes we're in a very high brain state, which is called gamma, you're moving like Christ would move. You're moving out of a lot of noise in your head. You're moving out of a lot of stress chemicals. And you're moving in that state. And this is what I want people to absorb. You're moving in that state where you're in this flow and harmony and space of integration where, you know, your right brain and your left brain, your logical, your creative, your spiritual, your strategy all come together. So the class, I think everybody got a lot out of getting deeply prepared, which is where I'm going to go tonight. It's going to be very important for people to think about, and here's your, it's called a pink spoon, when I'm going to give you something you know, just like a giveaway. If you could, with what you want to create for your future, if you could see yourself experiencing your desired, you could go desired reality, but let's say your desired moment. So what is your, what do you want to be feeling the moment you're in the Redemption Center? What is it that you want to be experiencing? And what is the space you want to give yourself after being in the Redemption Center? Do you want to be running around? Do you want to be talking to people? Or do you want to be a nice balance of, wow, I just want to sit with this for a minute and notice what I experienced and notice that I ran the race. I looked at my bank account, and I'm part of this huge wave of souls that made it to, for the first time in Earth's history. I mean, you could be in awe of that. That could change your future timeline completely. And if you sat with that, and just took a moment. I mean, I'm going to be executing like crazy, but I intend to come back and just take a, like, it's like your soul is taking a snapshot of this moment and realize that that would be a form of kind of Christ feeding you to give gratitude for that, to experience that, to savor that. And if you did that, you would be sending a signal to the whole world that the world is going to learn to live in a more sacred way. I think we've been distracted by a lot of external directives, means, everything, technology, everything. But if we brought our power back and we realized that the kingdom of God is within us, and you can design it, if you want to go crazy and run around and then slow down, whatever, everybody's rhythm is going to be different. This is not a slap it on and make this yours. It's a just consider whether this could benefit you. The whole world could have a moment where it exhaled and it went, okay, it's time to redesign. It's time to be conscious of how we're experiencing our lives. It's like, it's not going to be, and here's the other thing. A lot of people are programmed to buy things and use things as objects, other people, thoughts, everything. It's an object. And you can tell. You can feel because there's no space in how they're... Space is spirit. And then when you're being dynamic and talking, that's kind of object outer consciousness.
Yeah.
And so... And you really realize that because that's coming from a stress beta brain. But think about this. In your relationships, it's going to be about creating projects and things and saying, what is the experience we want to have while we're doing that? You could never say that before this event. What is the experience I want to have? I want to feel peace. I want to feel flow. I want to feel joy. I want to, for me, I'm a blend. I punch it up with music that you would be shocked that I listen to and dance to, but I like the fast pace. I need a little punch. Then I'll slow it down and be contemplative. I'm just showing you, you don't have to be fixed in one little rhythm. And so I just want everybody to think, reflect really, on whether they could imagine themselves creating experiences, not just buying the things and the house and the this, and that's all external. What's the experience the house is going to give you?
Mm-hmm.
What's the experience? Do you want peace and flow and little spikes of joy and play? Those are the things I just want you to consider. And that's a kind of very advanced readiness, because you're learning to design from your highest optimal experience.
There you go.
That's going to be my gift for tonight.
Thank you, Sue. Appreciate that very much. And do we have Bob yet in, Sue? Can you hear him? Okay, because I think Bob is coming in at half past the hour. And I don't know what time it is exactly.
9:42. It's 9:42.
Okay.
Well, he hasn't
Bob,
spoken
if
up
you're
yet,
there, so. Come in. Bob, if you're in, please come in. I'm going to talk until Bob comes in and interrupts me. Thank you, Sue. That was really good. I like that. Now, he's going to come in at about half past the hour. So, Bob, when you come in, go ahead and interrupt me. I'm just going to say right now, in terms of what's going on at Boomers, is that there is the sale continuing that a lot of people have taken advantage of. And this sale will end shortly, but right now it's still on. It's a sale that you can basically order and put anything in the product lineup on sale, because it's a volume-based sale that when you spend $75, you get 10% off your order. If you spend $150, you get 15% off your order. And if you spend as much as $200 or more, you get 20% off your total order. And that sale has done very well in the month of October, and it's continuing now for some time month. And I took advantage of it. I thought it was a great way to get some things that are normally never on sale, like a Myatrol, for example, to get it at an on-sale price. Essentially, if you bought enough of it, you could buy enough to get it 20% off. Or if you added that with some other products, Boomer Boost Barley, lignans, premium probiotics, that kind of thing, get your basics that are usually, well, Boomer Boost and Barley do go on sale from time to time, but not very often. Anyway, it's a great way to take advantage of that, and I would encourage everybody to go ahead and do that. Let's see. Let me tell you before Bob gets here, if he is coming, the way to get in touch with the website, to find the website, is to go to bigcalluniverse.com. That's my site. And when you get to the site, you'll see a banner at the top of the page that says Boomers. Click on it. It's a direct link to Bob's website. You'll be able to get in, go through the various products, see what they are, read the ingredients that are in there, and you'll be able to come up with an order, put an order together that way, which most people do it online, right? Like 98% of the people do that. Some people will call in and put an order in, and Stephanie and Lucy are really great at either taking your call or calling you right back if you leave your name and phone number. They're very good at it. So that number to call in on is 800-861-4609. 800-861-4609. And that's good 9 to 5, Monday through Friday, Eastern Standard Time. We're back on Eastern Standard Time. I was hoping we'd stay on daylight savings and never change the clocks, but we did. And I don't know when that's going to end, if it is going to end, but we'll deal with that in the future. So call in. If, like I said, if you get the recording and you just, they say, please leave your name and phone number, do that. And that'll take you in, and then you can go ahead and get a call back. And it works very beautifully, very quickly, and then you can put your order in. Bob, are you there in the periphery? Are you out there? Well, I don't know what happened to Bob.
Is he out of town? Bruce, is he out of town?
Yes. Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. He's calling from a remote location. That's true. Okay. Well, I'll tell you what let's do. Sue, I will get into my segment, and then if Bob comes in, we'll bring him in. If not, we'll end the call early. Okay? So let's do that.
Yep.
Because I did talk a little bit about the sale. I told you how to get there. Take advantage of it. It's still going on. A lot of people are doing it and buying things that are not on sale, and they can go ahead and put it on sale of any products that they want, 10, 15, or 20% off. All right, so let's talk about where we are on an Intel point of view, and then I'm going to take you through the exchange process at the Redemption Center. Okay? What we heard, as you remember last week, if we go back to like Thursday night's call, I was hearing that we should be getting notified either Tuesday, which is today, or Wednesday, which is tomorrow, with our toll-free numbers in the emails. That's what we heard last week. We went through the weekend, and then we didn't hear anything that would take us off of that. Everything's solid. And then today, we did not get notified, and so we were automatically defaulted to tomorrow. That's fine. I told Sue and I told other people, I said, my gut is we will not get notified until Wednesday. Now, what we've heard from a high-up individual that's a bond paymaster with Wells Fargo, we have heard this individual say that he has heard that we will be notified and get our email notifications from Wells Fargo tomorrow, which is Wednesday, the 5th. Of November. Now, that information came. We had another piece of information that also backed that up. And so far, we haven't had anything that takes us off of that timeline. And I'm going to say I'm believing and have enough faith to believe that it is going to occur as we heard and as we have been informed that it would be taking place tomorrow. Now, there were some things that led up to this. For example, Vietnam was ready to go last week. They were all set and ready to start the evaluation of the Vietnamese dong last week. Iraq was not ready. Iraq has had certain individuals from their neighboring country, Iran, that were messing with their banking system, trying to keep putting out our fiat money, U.S. fiat dollars, throughout their banking system in Iraq. And that was verboten. That was forbidden for some time ago, really, as the U.S. dollar was no longer to be the currency in Iraq, only Iraqi dinar. And you guys remember they had lower denominations coming out that kind of mirror our money denominations, and they had used that and were using those. Well, it ends up, there were people that were in Parliament and messing with the banking system that needed to be removed. And that happened, as a result, that happened by Sunday evening Iraq time. They got them all, from what I'm hearing, that was taken care of. So that now Iraq could, quote-unquote, save face and take their role as the cornerstone of the exchanges and the start of the exchanges. So that was all happening in the background. Now, are there certain forces that might want to delay this or keep this from happening? Probably there are. I'm not aware of anything necessarily, although we have had a few incidents yesterday and today that might have been seen as opposition, but nothing to me has come that is saying we're not going tomorrow. So I'm going to believe that we are, and until that happens, I'm staying with it. I'm looking forward to it. So let's talk about where we stand. And by the way, when the Forex comes up Sunday afternoon at 5 o'clock Eastern time, we should have new rates on the screens. I have not heard of any of the new rates. I know the dong is going to be well above 10 at the Redemption Center, and that's as far as I'll go on that. I know that when we get these emails that have our toll-free number or our so-called 800 number in them, we'll be calling a call center, which my understanding is there are 4 to 6 call centers throughout the United States. I know there'll probably be one in each time zone from east to west, and then maybe something for Alaska and Hawaii also. But these call centers will take your phone call. My understanding is it might be automated at first. So when you dial in, you might be asked by an AI voice to enter your zip code. You might end up giving your name, you know, whatever. You're going to have to do some preliminaries. But at some point, based on that zip code that you entered probably on a touchpad, a dial pad, you would get transferred to the actual redemption center where you would exchange your currency and redeem your ZIM. Okay? So when that occurs, and you get two ways, you either are going to get transferred over and connected to that redemption center, or you'll be given a number to call to go right to that redemption center and speak with an individual that will most likely be one who will actually effect your exchange for you and help with your redemption of ZIM. So be look forward to that. That's your step one, is in setting your appointment. Now, each appointment is supposed to be between 30 and 40 minutes long. And if you happen to have sheet bonds, not ZIM, but sheet bonds, these are regular full-length page bonds that you might have, and if you haven't redeemed those sheet bonds yet, you would want to let them know on the call, hey, I have 10 or 15 sheet bonds, or I have 2 or 3 sheet bonds, or whatever, and they might ask you what type of bonds. You might say, well, they're Red Dragon or Yellow Dragon bonds, or they're German bonds, or Peruvian gold bonds, or whatever they are. Just let them know what type of bond they are. And then that they would allow a certain amount of time for those to be reviewed and make sure that the provenance is there, that you are the rightful bond holder of those bonds, and they'll have a special individual there to help you go through the redemption of those bonds. Okay? So that's if you have sheet bonds. I'm not talking about the Zimbabwe currency, which are actually bearer bonds. Not talking about that. Okay, all the redemption centers are fully up to speed on the ZIM, on all of the currencies. There are approximately 31 currencies that should be going up in value that will be on the front screen at the redemption center. About 31 at last look. That's where we were. So when you go in, they certainly know who the ZIM holders are, unless you've been gifted ZIM. They may know some of the people that were gifted, but they're not going to know everybody. So if you, when you go in, you've set your appointment, you go in, you don't go in early, you go in no more than 10 minutes before your appointment. No more than 10 minutes before your appointment time. Okay? And don't be late for your appointment time, or you'll go to the back of the line and you might have to reset an appointment for another day, another time. So make sure that you're there on time, no more than 10 minutes early. Okay? You get in, and once you're in, they have a KYC, know your customer time, where they do know most of us, but they'll review, they'll want to see a photo ID, like a passport, a driver's license, a student ID, government ID, military ID, something that'll identify who you are. And then once you get through the KYC, you also should come in with a utility bill of some kind with your address on it, so they know that where you roughly where you live, and know who you are by name, and then boom, there you are. So you're in there, you've got that. That's not going to take very long. That's a couple of minutes max to do that. And then next thing you do is you pony up your currency to be looked at, reviewed in the De La Rue machine, and then we'll go ahead and count and verify the currency. And what I try to do is have each currency separated, you know, so that it's all thrown into one little pile in a paper bag, but you've got it all by denomination. Like if you've got ZIM, for example, and you've got $50 million ZIM notes, you've got $50 billion ZIM notes, you've got 10T, 50T, 100 trillion ZIM notes, you've got them all together by denomination. You've got them all in order. Doesn't matter, but just that you have them. They'll go through and figure it all out, but try to make it easy and make the thing go faster by not, you know, by keeping the dong separate and the dinar separate and the rupiah and the Afghani, all of those currencies, keep them organized, okay, so that they can go through and verify and count. So they're doing that. In the meantime, you are talking about rates with them. If you have dinar and you have projects, you're going to ask for the contract rate on dinar, which only the redemption centers will offer, not available in any bank. And it's substantially higher. It's going to be, oh, at least four or five times higher than the rate on even on the front screen at the redemption center. I know what that rate's going to be, and it's going to be quite a bit higher. And President Trump set it up and had a contract with Iraq to give us the highest available rates. And it's true of dong, it's true of dinar, probably true of the other currencies. But you'll find that out. And as they count up, what I would do is make sure you have typed up or written down the total amount of each currency. Like if you've got 2 million dong, okay, I've got 2 million dong, I've got 4 million dinar, I've got a million rupiah, I've got a million Afghani, whatever it is, you write those amounts down so that when they're counting them, you can say, I have counted and I'm coming up with this. Let's see what you come up with. Let's see what they come up with and just see if it agrees with your number. And it should. It should agree if you've counted properly. It'll be right. So that takes care of that part. After you get count and do that, you're going to be talking about your projects, but in a very short span of time, maybe 3 to 5 minutes, to talk in very general terms about what you're doing. And the main emphasis is going to be on employing people, job creation. That's the main emphasis that they want to hear. Are you employing some people in what you're doing for humanity? Are you employing people in your projects? Okay? They don't need to know how much they're going to make. They don't need to know how much money you have invested for them or you plan to. Doesn't matter. None of that matters to them. They just want to see what you're planning to do with the money. When you get that done, your next step is to get into setting up your quantum account. Now, here's a little sidebar. We're not positive whether the R&R, the Restitution Reconciliation Allowance, is going to come out by direct deposit to us, or for those of us exchanging, whether it will be essentially in the quantum account already for us to see and see what the amount is. Make sure you make space to write down how much, if that's the case, how much is the R&R. And remember, R&R is the money that the government made trading your birth certificate, your marriage license, your divorce decree, and your death certificate if it applies. Those four things. It wouldn't be on you, it'd be on a spouse or something. So those four things, you're going to get that back, whatever was earned in those trades, because those were traded like bonds. It's weird, but they did, on us. And you also are going to get taxes that you paid back. You're going to get, and that would include virtually all types of taxes, I believe, not just income tax. It may include personal property tax. It may include real estate tax. It should include the tax money that was paid. What about credit card interest? Interest paid on credit cards, interest paid on car loans, interest on other bank loans, mortgage interest on your home or homes, all of that, at least on your primary. May include your secondary homes if you had any. All of that should be totaled up into a nice tidy sum that is being returned to you as what I've referred to as R&R, okay? So you're going to get that. As you set up your quantum account, remember what you need. You need a new username, a new password, a 5-digit PIN code. You need to set up a new email and a new password for your email, okay? And you'll need a finger or a thumb that you can use for a biometric fingerprint or thumbprint, okay? That is going to be kind of your main form of identification so that they know who you are, okay? So you're going to get that, and then once you're done with that, the next goal is to set up your account. You'll set up a primary bank account with Wells Fargo to dump the money. Well, let me back up. The quantum account is to hold the proceeds from the exchanges and the proceeds from the redemption of ZIM. Look at it like one total that goes into one quantum account, which is backed by our treasury. It goes in there, and you will pull out on the same day a certain amount of money that will last you for the first 60 to 90 days of your new life for your projects, your homes, cars, whatever it is that you've planned on doing for the first 60 to 90 days. They want to allow you to take whatever that money is that you expect to use. Now, you know, we've all got projects and stuff that we plan to do. I'm going to dump a certain amount into my primary account, and then I've got four secondary accounts or sub-accounts that'll be for my projects. And I'll put those in the names of the LLCs that I'm setting up for each of the projects. You got Rebuild America, Rebuild International, you got Veterans Retreat Network, and Pastoral Retreat Network. Those four projects are what I'm setting up with separate LLCs, and those are going to be in those accounts. So the master account or the primary drops money into each of the secondary accounts. Now, the other thing is they're going to want you to have a trust within 30 days of your exchange. Within 30 days. You don't have to have one when you exchange. When you go in, even with ZIM, to the redemption center, but they do want us all to have one, okay, within 30 days so that you can put everything back in the name of the trust and have the trust documentation in case something, God forbid, it would happen to you, that that money would go to the proper beneficiaries. So you need to learn about that and then get that done. And your wealth manager with Wells Fargo could point you in the direction to do that unless you have your own estate planning attorney or trust attorney that you can set it up with. But make sure that you have that as part of your plan. All right, so we've got the quantum account. We've got a quantum card that we're going to get to move the money from our quantum account into our primary bank account. Okay, we got that now. Okay, what other card do we have? We've got a credit debit card from Wells Fargo. That will access the actual primary account. We're not going to have time to set up secondary accounts right now. We're not going to have time to set up more debit cards. We're only going to have time probably for the one primary account, and then everything else would come in the next couple of days. You get with a wealth manager for Wells, and then you are able to set an appointment, go back, and then set up any additional accounts that you need and go through anything else that might be important. All right, we've gone that far. So now what's left? We do have at least a couple other aspects. One is we're supposed to get a couple of pages of perks or benefits for having an account with, in this case, Wells Fargo, and it should tell you some things that you're theoretically going to get for free that you don't have to pay taxes on, but these are benefits for being a new high net worth customer for Wells Fargo. Okay, great. We can take that couple pages home, look them over, and then get in touch with them, let them know what it is I might want or not want. Okay. That's just kind of a bonus. The other bonus is going to be you're going to get a Q phone, okay, which is a Starlink satellite phone that will work theoretically all over the world, just like a satellite phone. But it'll be a phone that you can use, and then you can actually do financial transactions with your quantum account on this phone. So we'll see how all that works. We'll see how that comes out. So you should be given that in a box, not activated. You'll activate it on your own later. Let's see if there's anything else. You might get a certificate, which we don't really need, but we might get a certificate to put toward a computer at Best Buy. So you could get a new laptop, probably, or a tablet, get something, and it might be worth $300 or $500, something like that, that you've got that you can work with Best Buy. Because that was the way they were looking at two different retailers, and they went with Best Buy. All right, so that's set up. Now, other than that, the one last thing, and I should have put this in the right order, they do have our new USN or USTN, United States Treasury note currency, our new money, folding money, goes in a wallet, goes in a money clip. That is also going to be at the redemption center. And we should be able to get a few thousand bucks in the new money. They kind of want us to stay under $3,500. They don't want us to get $10,000 and $20,000 because we become a target for being robbed or something like that. So just pick up what you're comfortable with if you want any of it. Some of you guys are just not even, you're so digital, you wouldn't even know what to do with cash. So don't get it unless you want it. I've been used to cash for a long time, so I'm good with it. I'll get a little bit, but I'm not going to get tons of it. Just get $2,000 or $3,000, something like that. All right, so beyond that, that should be there, and that probably took me longer or as long as your appointment would be to do those things, which, believe me, if they can get all that done in 30 to 40 minutes, count all our currency and all everything, man, those guys are going to be flying. And we are going to be sitting at one desk, table, desk, whatever, and they will come in and do it. We're not going to move from station to station to station. Forget that. If you've heard that in the past, it was never going to be a reality. They don't have time for you to move. You're going to be sitting there, and new people will come in. You'll have a couple of representatives from Wells Fargo. You'll have a U.S. Treasury representative there. There'll be the right people there that'll be checking you out. And what do they want to do? They want to know for the first 60 to 90 days how you spend your money. They're tracking everything on the quantum financial system. You're not going to get away with anything. They're going to see every transaction that we make is seen, every financial transaction. So guess where they don't want the money to go? Toward anything that is criminal, anything that's nefarious, anything that looks like a terrorist organization, anything that looks just bad. Like, that is not where that money was supposed to go. And they're going to check us out for that. Now, after the 90 days, we have access to everything. Everything in our quantum account. You can move as much as you need into your primary and possibly by that time, secondary bank accounts. Because you could connect even not just Wells Fargo, but if you had a couple other banks you liked, you know, to work with, you could add, I believe, up to three banks. That was the last I knew. Three banks on your quantum card, your quantum account card. Okay? So be prepared. You don't have to do it right away. You can stay with Wells. I plan to stay with Wells. Let's see how they treat me. Let's see how I like the relationship with the people, with the premier bankers. You know, I don't plan to be getting with my premier banker all the time. But if I need something, I want to see how they respond, right? Okay, because we're going to be high net worth individuals, and you know, they ought to be, you know, responding very favorably to what we have to say. Interest rates, I don't want to get into them, but we do have the ability to earn interest on our primary and secondary bank accounts. You will earn, so it'll be valuable for you to know that. And whereas I don't really think we need interest, some of us might, a lot of us won't. NDAs, if you're a ZIM holder, you will sign an NDA, a non-disclosure agreement. If you only have currency that is not ZIM, other currencies, you do not sign an NDA. And for currency holders, let's say all you have is dinar or dong, you'll get full access to those amounts without a quantum account. Now, if you had a few container loads of dinar, for example, yeah, they'd probably put you into a quantum account, yes. But if you have just a reasonable amount, let's say 50 to 100 million dinar and 100 million dong, they're probably going to say, nah, you don't need that. We're just going to let you have access to it and, you know, whatever. And that'll be fine. No NDA for you. No NDA for you. Only for ZIM holders. Because as you guys know, the denominations are so much higher on that bearer bond that they want to make sure you do the right things with it. Now, humanitarian projects, yes, but it's more about job creation and employment than anything else. But feel free to let them have 3 to 5 minutes of your overview of your projects. And if you have no projects and you're a ZIM holder, they will probably suggest, well, listen, we'd like to talk to you about some ideas and projects that we have when you're ready. Boom. Okay, fine. That's good. You know, if you're a ZIM holder, this is far too much money for you to use just on yourself and your family. You can use it to help other people. And that's what we're doing with Rebuild America, with Rebuild International. Guess what the newest participant in Rebuild International is? That's right, Jamaica. Because Jamaica had that horrible storm Melissa come through, a hurricane, and it got trashed big time. So we have to look into trying to help Jamaica and seeing what we can do to rebuild it and build it so that another storm will not knock it down either. That's why we're looking at concrete block, reinforced concrete and block type homes so we can get in there and build them some safe, nice homes that won't blow over or get washed out. Okay? All right, let's see. Is there anything else? Bob? Did you make it in tonight? Over. Okay. Bob was not here. As far as we could tell, he was not able to join us. So he probably got caught up in a dinner engagement. So, Sue, as far as that goes, that's everything I wanted to say so far. As far as my intel goes, guys, I'm just going to go with what I hear and what I'm hearing. I've got two or three sources that are saying tomorrow, let's just all believe for tomorrow and be prepared. I don't have any particular time that we're expecting it, so we'll just stay available, okay? Check your emails. Now, if you haven't subscribed to The Big Call, which is bigcalluniverse.com, just go to our website, put your email in. That's how you register on our site. The only reason we're doing it is to get the 800 numbers out in an email to you, so you'll have it for sure. And then we're also going to post it on the website so that you'll see it on our landing page, is the plan. And the other thing is, when we start doing our project planning and we start getting everything ready and websites ready, you know, we're going to want to get an email out to you with, for example, if I want to do a podcast on Rebuild Jamaica, or I want to do an update on something, I'll do a podcast with Bob or with Sue or just me and put it out, and then you'll get it in your email. You can click on it, and then you can listen to it. Okay? That's how it's designed to happen. So make sure we have your email, or we won't have any way to be in touch with you. I hope many of you will want to be part of Rebuild America, and many of you will help me with Rebuild International, and we'll see what happens on the Pastoral Retreat Network and the Veterans Retreat Network. It's going to be very good, and I've got a lot of ideas about that and the pastors and Rebuild the U.S., Rebuild America, and about Rebuild International. We've got a lot of things to work through, and we do plan to get together regionally throughout the United States with group leaders, and we'll try to qualify who those will be in various states and various regions of the country. Okay? Well, that's the plan. All right. I don't know what time it is, but I think it's time to pray the call out. Thank you, Sue, for being here tonight and helping me with this call. Did a wonderful job, as always. And thank you, Bob, for everything that you do for us on the call and with Boomers. And thank you, GCK, and for Doug, thank you. Thank you, Jeannie and Pastor Scott. Thank you as well. And thank you, SAP team, for getting the signal out around the globe. And thank you, Big Call Universe, for listening to The Big Call for the last 14 years. And let's see what tomorrow brings for us. And we will plan to have a call Thursday, even though we will be theoretically in our exchanges by then. But we're going to go ahead and have a call, and it'll be if we do get the numbers tomorrow, which I expect, it'll be a celebration call on Thursday. All right? So, everybody, I'm going to pray the call out. Here we go. Lord God, thank you for this time that we've had today. Thank you for the Big Call platform, for everybody that contributes to the call, for Sue, for Bob, for everybody that has been a listener to the Big Call. We call Big Call Universe. And thank you for the future plans that you have for us to go forward. Bring this blessing to us, Lord God, to fruition. Thank you for it all and for everything. We are truly grateful for it all. We'll be good stewards of it. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Well, thanks for listening, guys. We'll talk to you Thursday. Keep an eye on your emails. Let's see what happens. All right? God bless you.